Tablet 5, Chapter 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard what Esau had heard, that Esau made and baptized more disciples than John, John 4:1, though Esau himself baptized not, but his disciples, John 4:2, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, John 4:3. Again, Esau avoided the Jews and those who tried to condemn him. And he must needs go through Samaria, John 4:4. Samaria was the country of the house of Israel, the 10 lost tribes of Israel, which were replaced by other nations. Many Israelites had returned to their land. They are the ones, the house of Israel, who were to be gathered together by the Messiah, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Genesis 49:10. For more detail, read Children of Abram, Abraham. All prophecies are fulfilled. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. John 4:5. Joseph, as described in the Children of Abram, Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled, was the receiver of the birthright material possession, which was promised to Abraham by God. Joseph's sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, were claimed by Jacob to be his own, Jacob's. They were supposed to create a nation and a multitude of nations, a promise given to Israel, Genesis 35:11. The two tribes of Manasseh and Ephraim, with eight others, not Judah and Benjamin, became the north kingdom of the children of Israel, or the house of Israel, which are also known by the name of Samaria. The house of Israel was captured, carried away by the Assyrians, and replaced by other people. However, as it is explained in Children of Abram, Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. They moved toward the west and northwest of Europe and created many nations which were gathered as Christians by the teachings of Christ. In this chapter, the mention of Esau going to the well of Jacob in Samaria, which was given to Joseph, and also the fact that people believed in him in this land, shows the significance of the name Samaritan with the mission of Christ. They also became the means to transfer the teachings of Christ further to the rest of the house of Israel, in order for the prophecies of Jacob to be fulfilled and for God to be glorified. Now Jacob's well was there. Esau, therefore, being wearied with his journey, thus sat on the well, and it was about the sixth hour, John 4:6. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Esau saith unto her, give me to drink. John 4:7. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. John 4:8. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans, John 4:9. Esau asked the woman from Samaria to give him a drink, but she had so many concepts which had been imposed on her by the society and environment that she was surprised when a Jew asked her for a drink. She judged him by his appearance and background, but to God and the Son of God, those in pure consciousness, all things in the universe are equal, and all men are the same. That is why a Samaritan and a Jew were the same to Esau. He only loved men who were or are in their higher selves or striving to go to their higher selves. But the woman's concepts were so strong that she could not see who Christ was. Esau answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, And who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. John 4:10. Esau answered, if you knew who I am, and knew I am able to give you from the fountain of knowledge pure consciousness, or living waters, you would not ask me such earthbound questions, and would realize that all men are equal to me. So you would have served me with great devotion and given me the water without question. Then you could have received from me the living waters, grace, which would free you from all these concepts and would enable you to enter the kingdom of heaven, pure consciousness. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? John 4:11. As usual, like most people, she took Esau's words literally and interpreted that Esau was talking about the water in the well, but he was talking about spiritual water, the Holy Ghost. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? John 4:12. She also had great attachment to her ancestral beliefs. She could not believe anyone could be greater than Jacob. However, Jacob can be reincarnated and manifest his greatness again. Also, this shows that she was one of those from the 10 tribes who have come back to their land because she referred to her ancestry as Jacob or Israel. Esau answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. John 4:13. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:14. Again, Christ explained that he was not referring to the material water, H2O, but to the spiritual water, the Holy Ghost. Or in other words, Christ said, I will open your eyes to the spiritual knowledge and will take you from your lower nature with all your worldly concepts related to it to your higher self, higher consciousness, and eventually to pure consciousness, where there will be the everlasting life. This everlasting life, which shall be in him, soul, a well of water, knowledge of the soul through the well of spirit, ethereal body, will lead to pure consciousness, springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. John 4:15. Again, the woman thought about the material water and wanted the living water so that she would not have to go to the well and draw water. She wanted some power to decrease her hardship. She did not want God or spiritual progress, but material happiness, because she did not know what the goal of life is and why she was there and had that life. In reality, she was not ready to receive the living water. So that is why Christ changed the subject.